You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You've lived a life dominated by doubt and fear. How do you step into bravery? Step. That's how you step into bravery. Step. Take the step. Step aggressively towards your fear. And that step towards your fear is the step into bravery.
In that your being is limited and flawed and fragile, you're like the genie, which is genius in the little tiny lamp, you know, this immense potential, but constrained in this tiny little living space. But the fact that you have limitations means that the plot of your life is the overcoming of those limitations, and that if you didn't have limitations, well, there wouldn't be a plot, and maybe there would be no life. And so that's part of the reason why perhaps you have to accept the fact that you're flawed and insufficient and live with it and consider it a precondition for being.
You're either committed to mediocrity or you're committed to greatness. You're either committed to being productive or you're committed to being non-productive. You're committed to being happy or you're committed to being unhappy.
Well, the average lifespan is 72 or 82. Whatever it is that you're expected to live, you're going to work 65 of it in order to enjoy 10, 12 years. You've done that wrong. It's the wrong focus. In order to get there, you're going to have to allow that to burn away layers of yourself that don't deserve to be there. There are self-doubts and these inhibitors of where you've allowed negative voices in your life to tell you what you can be or tell you what you should do.
That you are here. That life exists and identity. That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse.
People who found their purpose are better partners, better parents, better professionals, better people. And so if everyone in the world was deeply aligned and connected to their purpose, the world would be a beautiful place. And I think any pain we see in the world comes from a disconnect with purpose. The people who need the most love often ask for it in the most unloving ways. So we confuse love with power. Yeah. We confuse love with control. We confuse love with validation and being liked. And to me, love comes from living our purpose, self-love and true love with other people.
Commitment is major. See, when you decide that you're going to do something, when you commit yourself to live a life that's different than the life that you live, you hold yourself to a higher standard. You're seeking something, you're pushing the envelope, you are challenging yourself. You are are willing to walk by faith and not by sight. And you know, as a warrior, that there's a dramatic difference between being a warrior and being a worrier. Anybody can worry.
That step towards your fear is the step into bravery. Because we're scared of what we don't know. And there is only one way to learn and to know, and that is to confront that fear. You have to step, you have to go. And this simple action, this simple attitude, it answers so many questions.
Either you put in the work now and you live the life of thrills and possibilities, or you work and pay bills and end up paying medical bills for the rest of your existence. Put in the work. Burn through the other layers. Get past self-doubt. Build your body. Build your mind. Get the emotional maturity necessary for you to overcome the need of being validated by others. There's greatness in you, but it'll only come out if you're willing to burn through the sense of being burnt out. If you're burning out, that means you've been set on fire. And that which is on fire can ignite other fires. Stay focused.
Why is it that people are frightened by commitment? Because when you say the word commitment, that intimidates a lot of people. Why? Because it means you have to deliver.
Gym every day. You step. You go. How do you change your diet? You step. You go. How do you overcome fear of failure or fear of success or fear of fear itself? You step.
That when we put ourselves in a situation where we say we're going to do it, it puts you in another zone, where the universe responds to you, when you have that kind of consciousness. See, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied. Because that is your commitment. That business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. That power to create that and to manifest that is yours.
The first step you need to take is just that. Step. The person you can control. People are not who you want them to be. Kill your idols. Sure, there are things we can learn from people, but people aren't going to be what you think they are, what they should be. People. Even those people you have put up on a pedestal are going to be faulted, weak, egomaniacal, condescending. They're going to be lazy, entitled, short-sighted. They will not be perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of energy to reach your goal. It takes a lot of emotional, mental, and spiritual energy to reach your goal. And you can run faster with 100 who want to go than with one around your neck. Nourishing relationships are the relationships that inspire you. They motivate you. They bring the best out of you. Toxic relationships are relationships with people that always criticize you. All they can do is find fault. All they can do is just exploit your weaknesses. All they can do is remind you of the mistakes that you've made in the past.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit EnduranceWarranty.com. EnduranceWarranty.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's not being strong, it's not muscles, it's not making everything look perfect. It's going through your hardest times and still pushing through it. Strength sometimes crying through your day, but making it through your day. Strength sometimes barely making things work, but it ends up working. That's strength. Stop thinking because you're going through hard times that that has to be a hard life. Don't let a hard moment, don't let a hard month, don't let a hard year turn into a hard life.
Human beings that get obsessed and immersed in any topic can become great at it, and so can you. So pick what you want and get laser focused. Begin to eliminate all the distractions. You are not hungry enough. You are not starving enough, and you are not focused enough. I say this to you as a friend. What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? And begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it. Be desperate to get it. The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus over an extended period of time is the formula to be great at something.
Because you can't control other people. You can't make them what you want them to be. You can't make them who you want them to be. The only person you can control is you.
And then I would say you live for the day. Maybe a week's too much even, but for the day. It's like, you get up in the morning, you think, I need to do everything I can to make this day as meaningful and rich as I possibly can. And hopefully I will have had a full day by this evening, and then I'll be able to sleep. And then I'll be able to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to try to make it this day as useful and meaningful and engaging as it can be.
Because they've been saying, I can't, it's too hard, my life will never change, it's someone else's fault. Those thoughts have consequences in the body. So then if a person then becomes conscious of those unconscious thoughts, becomes aware of how they speak and how they act, and they notice how they're feeling, they're no longer the program.
It's my mom's fault, my dad's fault, it's my husband's fault, my wife's fault, it's this. You're living your life like this. And as long as you live your life pointing the finger externally, you give that external force, whatever it is, the power to control the rest of your life.
Get laser focused, eliminate distractions, eliminate the things that steal your laser focused on it. Your research on it, your obsession on it. Begin to do these things and you will begin to change your entire life.
So focus on making yourself who you want to be. Faster, stronger, smarter, more humble, less ego. Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it, and you will become the person you want to be.
But dad got it. You've got to get hungry and you've got to get focused. And I know these sound like basic things, but go to any area of your life you want something right now. Pick the number one thing you want to change. Body, money, business, relationship, faith, I don't care what it is. Pick it right now. 1 to 10, how hungry are you?
Every time I've lost, people say, you got to jump right back up. I disagree with that. After you lose, or when you get knocked down, stay down there for a minute. Understand why you lost. What were the reasons? Why are you down here? Why did you lose? So every time I lost, I stayed down for a second. Minutes, hours, days. But when I stood up, I was different.
The proof is in the pudding. So if you want to do something, if you thought about something you want to do, take it head on. Decide that you're going to start looking at it, start doing research on it, start tackling it, start becoming involved in whatever and wherever it might lead you to begin to explore the possibilities in that particular thing that you're seeking so that you can begin to learn all you can about it. Decide that you're going to face it, that whatever shortcomings you have, that you're going to strengthen yourself there. Whatever training that's required, that you're going to go get that training, that you're going to get started right now. Do what you can, where you are, with what you have, and never be satisfied.
We allow it so much, we let people change how we feel about ourselves. You will always feel like you're less seeing yourself through the eyes of someone who can care less about you. You'll always see yourself as less trying to change for a person that will never change for you. And a lot of us, we live our life like that, making somebody else happy but dying inside. Losing ourselves to please someone else. The first step to unhappiness is trying to please everyone else. What's the point of gaining the world's approval if that gain means you lose yourself?
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
What come out your mouth is what's going to come back to you. It's the law of attraction. I never get nobody. You're not. I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'm gonna get fit this year. Strong possible. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'm gonna be rich one day. Strong possibility. That's how it works, man. It is the law of attraction. The moment you say it, you begin to change. It's the process. If you think big, you'll be big. If you think small, you'll be small.
There is a moment that comes up, and you've heard this said time and time again, that everyone wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. When people say that, it's become such a cliche, but that is a truth to that. You see, everyone wants to have the idea that you can go to that savage level, that dedicated moment where you are willing to lay everything on the line. But when you come to that moment, you'll find that there are very few who are willing to go that next level. Because in the midst of going there, self-doubt kicks in. An idea can come into your mind and says, there's no way you can do it. And once you believe it, you will never achieve it. But it's just the opposite is true as well. If you can believe that you can achieve it, if you can believe that you can do it, if you can believe that there's another level to you, then you will find and uncover there's more than one level. There are several levels.
Progress is a foundational pillar of human happiness.
So ironically, the one thing most people avoid in their life, hunger, which is caused by being desperate. When you're starving, You become desperate. Think of somebody who's starving on the street. They've got to, how resourceful would you get if your children were literally starving and you had to feed them, right? So the number one thing we need more than anything to win is hunger, which comes from a state of desperation. Yet we're constantly trying to comfort ourselves in the real world to avoid the state of being desperate. And I'm telling you that I think you need to embrace desperation again in your life. Like, do you want it so bad that you're desperate for it?
So people procrastinate because nature is telling them to procrastinate. They are lazy because nature is compelling them to be lazy. And if you don't build the desire to overcome those things, if you don't build that up, walk that process, do the things that you need to do to fan the flames of desire, then you won't.
That's why I said, live full, die empty. What if you lose? What if you fail? What if things don't work out? So what? It's not about the goals that you reach. It's about what you become in the process. That's what it's about. Of the people that are going to change their life, the people that are going to recover their health, the people that are going to build their lives and start all over again from scratch are people who believe it's possible. The people who fail are the people who suffer from possibility blindness.
The mindset that says that I can be more, I can accomplish more, I can conquer more. If you can get that savage inside of you, if you can become a beast when it's time to be that, if you can step up to the plate, and when people need you to deliver, you bring home victory.
Nothing would stop you. All of the silly things that happen that we let slow us down is related to our lack of hunger and desperation. And so I'm here to ask you, how desperate are you for what you want? Like, here's what I think. I think most people would just like their goals. They'd like their outcome. They're not hungry for them. They're not starving for it. They're not desperate for it. But when you start to feel that desperation, it's one of the most powerful emotions in the world.
You can't give away what you don't have. Now, it sounds ridiculous, okay? But it's more than what meets the ear as you hear this. You can't give away what you don't have. People who are not good at giving away love can't give away love because they don't have it to give away. The same thing is true of virtually everything in your life. You can't give away love for others if you don't have love in here to give away. If what you have in here is contempt, if what you have in here is anger, if what you have in here is fear, then these are the things you're going to be giving away in your life.
See that timer? It reminds me of life. Time is ticking away. We ain't putting no more seconds on. Right, our time is ticking away. If you're watching this right now, your time is ticking away. I'm gonna tell you right now, if you really understand this message, not feel it, not hear it, not listen to it, but if you truly understand this message, it will change your freaking life. Nobody is coming to save your life. People might help you, people might care about you, people might check on you. Nobody right here is gonna get this better but me. You're stuck in the same ways. You're stuck in the same mindset. You're stuck in the same perspective. You expect that perspective to get you out your situation. It starts in your mind.
Your prime is based on the time you put in right now. The best of you is right freaking now. If you can put in the hard work, if you are willing to go extra mile.
I know it's unfair. I know it sucks. I know it's hard. I know all of those things, but it still is possible. You have a choice to stop allowing it. You have a choice to stop accepting it. You have a choice to stop being involved in it. You have a choice to stop indulging it. You have a choice. And some of us are choosing the wrong thing and expecting the right things to happen. You will never win your war by running from your battles.
You may have had a bad day, but it doesn't give you a right to keep a bad disposition. That bad day is something that you have got to go through to develop who you want to be on a brighter day. If you allow the bad days to define who you are, then you will look at life and see it that is somehow the dark days are meant to be the right of your life. That somehow the ill omens and bad thoughts were there to wipe out the light that is inside of you.
So many times in life, man, we choose to settle for less when so much more is available to us. And I don't know what this message means to you today, right? I don't know where you're at. My life changed when I stopped deciding to settle for less and I decided to go get the more that was meant for my life. Right? We live a life every single day existing because we've chosen to settle for less at some point in our life. Life is not meant to be lived to exist. Life is meant to be lived to evolve.
See, when you're going someplace and you already know how much you're going to make, you already know how far you can go, you're in a dead-end position. It erodes your self-esteem. It lowers your sense of yourself. It creates an inner turmoil. It creates an emptiness in you. So I say that your life is worth finding what it is that you're supposed to do.
Every single day, I was pursuing perfection and excellence, even though I knew I would probably never catch it. But just the fact that I was willing to chase it, I would defeat most of my opponents because most of my opponents would never chase something that didn't have any guarantees attached to it. Most cats need guarantees in order to be great.
Just start working at it just a little bit, but do find out what your work is and hold on to it and don't let your dream go. Don't let it go.
But maybe tomorrow you can pick up that fire. Perhaps you can make it a little bit more bright by focusing on the things that you know you can control rather than allowing it to roll over you.
Well, I would say pick something, right? Pick something, a nameable goal. And then try to implement it. And what'll happen is you'll learn a lot by trying to implement it. And one of the things you might learn is what a slightly better goal might be. You know, because if you try something diligently and you succeed or you fail, you're going to learn from the effort expended in the detailed implementation of the goal. It's going to inform you. You will be slightly different as a consequence of the attempt. And what that'll mean is that the next goal you pick will be a little more suited to you.
And so the moment you stop making the same choices that you always make, get ready because it's going to be uncomfortable. And that's the moment you're heading towards the new self. And we call it stepping into the river of change. But now, remember, 95% of who you are is your body as the mind. You know, you've done something enough times that your body does it better than your brain. So you may actually complain unconsciously because your body does it all the time. And all of a sudden you say, no complaining, no more blaming, no more feeling sorry for myself, no more talking about other people, I'm gonna stop.
You have to make it a part of your passion to say that I'm not going to allow happiness to pass me up. I'm about to run roughshod over everything that tries to stop me from my goals because I am not going to allow the comments from trolls to set my opinion about myself, not now, not tomorrow, not today. Don't compare yourself to what you see on others. Compare yourself to what you know is inside of your mind, that vision about what you could have been. And some of the truth is this, that until you go through some things, you don't realize that the limits you had on yourself were way too low.
I want you to understand that life is meant to be lived, to evolve, not just exist. And I want to tell you right now, listen to my voice, that there's so much more for your life. I don't care what hard time you're going through, there's more to your life than hard times. I don't care what life, what hard time that you suffered in life, what loss that you suffered, there's more to your life than what you lost, right? I don't care about that person doing you wrong or what's going on in your life. There's more to your life than that person doing you wrong.
The thoughts in your head that say, why don't you start tomorrow? Tomorrow's a better day. This is too hard for me. I can't change. Something's wrong with me. It's my mother's fault. It's my ex-husband's fault. It's my ex-wife's fault. I'm this way because of this event, or the most important one, this doesn't feel right. And the moment you respond to that thought as if it's true, that thought leads to the same choice, which leads to the same behavior, that creates the same experience, that produces the same emotion, and the person says, this feels right.
You have to go through some of these trials, some of these dark nights, so that you can write about them and have the fodder needed for you to have the fire that can give you the light to make it through every bad situation for the rest of your life. Good things happen to great people. Bad things happen to great people. But what you have to decide is, am I going to allow the bad things to be greater than my good? Am I going to allow frustration to overwhelm me? If you do that, then you never had a purpose, you never had a passion in the first place. Everyone can live life if it were easy. Everyone could thrive if there was nothing that could come after you to harm you. But whatever comes after you to harm you, it's only there to help shape you into a better person. There's more in you. Dark nights will come, but there's a champion that walks out with the light. You ready to be that champion?
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.